Briggsy, reflections on the day?
It's mixed, really. I think in patches we bowled well, in patches we probably went for too many runs. And probably that's why they got over 400 runs. But, I mean, if we come back hard tomorrow, try and pick up four quick wickets, and we got no reason not to do well.
The moment the coin didn't land in your favour, I guess you always knew it was probably going to be a tough day.
Yeah, it was always going to be tough. I think we probably could have bowled better as well to obviously limit the score. But obviously tomorrow's a big day for us now to bowl them out as quick as we can and put a good score on the board.
Obviously four wickets for you, which is a pretty pleasing start personally.
Yeah, nice start. Again, they all tried to attack, which was also a mixed thing for me, really. Some players were coming at me and hitting the runs and some and would get out that way as well, so it works both ways.
Much in it for you?
Not a lot, to be honest, no. There's not a lot of spin there. There's a bit of rough now, so it's starting to turn, which is nice.
And, of course, quite a few of their players, apart from Benkenstein, got themselves in and then sort of got themselves out as well.
Yeah, they had a lot of starts, and I think it probably could have been a lot worse as well. We got wickets at crucial times, really, with players on 50s and 60s, which is always nice.
Obviously, the attack as a whole will take a bit of time to fire because Simon Jones doesn't play a lot of cricket. Friedel de Wet's getting used to English conditions as well. But on paper, it's looking like quite a strong attack.
Yeah, we got a strong attack, and, I mean, it's not going to be long until we're all hitting our straps and hopefully bowling sides hell for low scores, which is obviously an exciting thing for Hampshire.
Is there already a target for the morning? What you want to keep him under now?
No, not really. I think we've just got to contain them in the morning and try and pick up wickets at the same time.